Now listen to this one. If life is the standard of morality, then does that make it immoral to enjoy a bit of, quote, the rough stuff, unquote, in the bedroom? Some people may enjoy that sort of thing because of the inescapable impact of childhood experiences. The rough stuff. Now, first out, the end of that question. You cannot justify any action or behavior because of feelings that you grew up having because of your background. Even if you feel, I've got that feeling, I don't know what to do with it, you cannot say, well, it's justified because my parents were so mean to me, or whatever it happens to be. For example, you can't say, I was brought up to hate blacks or Jews or whatever, and that is a strong feeling in me. There's nothing I can do about it now. So the only thing that would satisfy me was to use these epithets and do this prejudiced action, etc. That is completely unjustified. Maybe you were brought up that way, but then you have to learn to recondition your thinking according to what you find out as an adult is rational. And here's a sexual example. Forgive me, but what do you think of this one? My brother used to make me lie down in the bathroom and pee on me. And I would get excited. And now this alone makes me feel real closeness. Well, you know, if you're going to go by what your childhood experiences led to, there's nothing you couldn't end up justifying. So I reject that idea. Now let's look specifically at, quote, this is his quote, the rough stuff. What do you mean by the rough stuff? Do you mean holding a partner so firmly that she can't move for a little while, a few seconds? Do you mean scratching? Do you mean nibbling or biting? Is that the rough stuff? As long as it's voluntary, what in the world is wrong with that? It might make the experience more intense. It might stress the strength. You know, within certain limits, that's fine. But by the rough stuff, if you mean handcuffing her to the table, beating her, choking her, I heard of a case, believe it or not, what goes on in this world is unbelievable, of a man who went to a house of prostitution and he had a specific desire. I almost not say it. His desire was, when he was penetrating the woman, that she throw up. And the one he chose had a certain kind of food before, and then when he was in her, stuck her finger down her throat in order to enable him to come. It's impossible to comment on that. So if you mean by the rough stuff anything more than, you know, some tender little physical injections, then you can justify that by anything.